The Supreme Court's ruling last week stating the administration improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, in 2017, sent ripples across the Lehigh Valley. Advocates for DACA called the move a win. Moravian College was part of the case and filed an amicus brief in support of Dreamers, alongside hundreds of other colleges. WLVR News Director Jenry Hill discussed the ruling with College President Brian Grigsby and what it means for students going forward.
Moravian College was part of an amicus brief in the Supreme Court case addressing DACA. What's your reaction to the ruling denying the Trump administration's actions to end the program?
I'm happy that the Supreme Court said there was that the administration did not meet the criteria to have the DACA removed. And so that protects our students for a little while longer. It's now going back to Homeland Security, which is exactly what we wanted it to do. And we want Homeland Security and Congress and the president to figure out a way of citizenship for these individuals. These students are worth taking a risk on and worth fighting for.
Why was it important for Moravian to lend its voice and stature to that amicus brief and get involved in the Supreme Court case?
Well, we have a long history. We're the sixth oldest college in the nation. Our educational philosophy is founded by Bishop Comenius, who was a 16th century refugee. And the Moravians themselves were refugees. They left their homeland to come to America to be able to practice their faith and education without punishment or reprisals. So it's kind of in our DNA that we are looking out for those less fortunate. And these DACA students are that modern day refugee or immigrant that's looking just for a better life.
You mentioned Moravian has a small number of DACA students. What will this mean for them?
It means that they can relax, that they know they're not getting deported anytime soon, that ICE isn't showing up to take them out of the country or arrest them, that they have a stay for a period of time. And we're hopeful. We're very hopeful that our students will be able to become citizens of the United States.
It was striking to me to see this decision come down at a time when we are in an enormous national conversation about systemic justice for people of color. How do you see this in that framework and what's happening in our culture and society right now?
Well, I think twofold. One, it is a statement about diversity and that we're stronger the more diverse we are. Different isn't deficient, and that's really where we're trying to get to with an anti-racism platform, is that, we're trying to get away from that the white standard is the standard for everybody else to live up to. And we have been a nation of immigrants, and we have benefited off of being a nation of immigrants. The second piece is that we need immigration reform. There's lots of immigration reform that has to happen, and we have to figure out ways to allow our colleges and universities to be beacons for international students to come to and be educated, because we get stronger the more diversity we have. Allowing international students to come to study here, figuring out a reformed immigration package that can allow different countries, different cultures to be able to immigrate here and be part of this society. This is all a result of this DACA ruling. We need immigration reform, but we also need to be anti-racist and realize that more diversity strengthens our country.
Moravian College President Brian Grigsby speaking with WLVR News Director Jenry Hill.